This is a dictation for William, W-I-L-L-I-A-N, Langlois, L-A-N-G-L-O-I-S, April 11, 40, addressed as a letter to Troy, T-R-O-Y, Novak, N-O-V as in Victor, A-C, P-A-C, 5831914. Dear Mr. Novak, consultation for Mr. Langlois with abnormal kidney function, comes accompanied with wife. He was recently admitted to the hospital in January. For shortness of breath and hypoxemia, treated for left sided pneumonia. He has progressive chronic kidney disease over the last 1 year. Hard of hearing. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. There is nocturia 3-4 times, but no infection, cloudiness of blood or incontinence. Presently, no claudication symptoms, edema or numbness of the feet. He uses a walker, chronic back pain, chronic dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, denies orthopnea PND. That have arthritis. Presently, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, his past medical history for hypertension. Hyperlipidemia. Prior problems of pancytopenia, followed with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, history of prostate cancer, enlargement of the prostate, prior low-grade B-cell lymphoma, pleural plaque, osteoarthritis, prior splenic hematoma, congestive heart failure, question COPD, recent pneumonia, chronic angina. Next paragraph. Surgeries included left-sided cataract surgery, left inguinal hernia repair. He lost his eyesight from trauma when he was 10 years old, right-sided. Next paragraph. Reported allergy to penicillin with a rash and diclofenac. Next paragraph, no smoking. Next paragraph, he does used to drink beer in a frequently basis until 3 years ago. Next paragraph, present medications. Includes Nurantin from prior postherpetic neuralgia, metoprolol, lovastatin, valsartan, Singulair, a number of vitamins. Presently, no anti-inflammatory agents. Denies family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph on physical exam. Weight 209, 70 inches tall. Blood pressure 120, 56 on the right, 98 over 60 on the left. Hard of hearing, no severe respiratory distress, blind from the right eye. Has his own teeth. Cataract surgery on the left side with a lens. No facial asymmetry, expressive aphasia. No mucosal abnormalities. No palpable neck masses. No enlargement of the thyroid or lymph nodes or carotid bruits. Distant breath sounds, question COPD. Appears regular breathing with premature beats. no significant murmurs, no palpable liver spleen, there is obesity of the abdomen. Palpable pulses, no major edema, no gangrene, has a port on the right side of the chest, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. Are from January 24. Post hospital admission, creatinine 1.74, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, low protein, low albumin, liver function test not elevated, normal calcium, glucose 80s to 100s, present GFR will be 38, stage 3B. Creatinines previously fluctuated from 1.0 a year ago 0.9 to 1.2, and it has fluctuated as high as 1.5. The most common number recently around 1.2 to 1.3. There is recent normal magnesium, B12, ferritin and iron saturation normal, LDH normal, folic acid normal, normal white blood cell, low platelet count, which is new 148, anemia 13.2. There is a recent echo from January, ejection fraction at 41%. Minor other abnormalities. Prior urine analysis, no blood, trace of protein, no bacteria, no white blood cells. A1C has been normal, 5.6. Next paragraph. There is a CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis with contrast. This is from July 2023. At that time, no obstruction of the kidneys. Bladder wall was hypertrophic. There were bilateral renal cysts. Next paragraph. I review notes from cardiology. They added Entresto to her medications because of low ejection fraction. Prior attempt to use Farxiga stopped because of the renal failure. There has been concerns about the cause of Entresto, reason for what they changed to Valsartan. Next paragraph, I also reviewed the note from hematology, Dr. Sahai. They mentioned the enlarging of the spleen, the history of prostate cancer, the low-grade B-cell lymphoma, and pancytopenia. Prior treatment with Rituxan, with the last dose April 2023. There is evidence of mediastinal lymphadenopathy. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3, question progression, recent events, pneumonia, low ejection fraction, effect of medications, including ARV valsartan, chemistry results from January, needs to be updated, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, we will monitor electrolyte, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, PTH, and anemia. There has been no major activity in the urine to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. There is no evidence of obstruction on prior imaging of the kidneys, although he has symptoms of enlargement of the prostate with prior history of prostate cancer and frequency nocturia. All issues discussed with the patient, we will follow over time. End of dictation.